soul in destitute. There's another version, the American Standard Version, say, for my eyes are upon thee, O Jehovah the Lord. In thee do I take refuge. Leave not my soul destitute. The Message Bible says, O God, dear Lord, I only have eyes for you. Since I run for dear life to you, take good care of me. Lord, have mercy. I also want to go over to a very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. It comes from Isaiah 26 and verse 3. It says this, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in me. And tonight I just want to talk to you a few moments about peace to stay focused. Peace to stay focused. I don't believe that there is a person that's on this call tonight that has never not experienced broken focus. Sometimes broken focus can be somewhat, how can I say it, laughable. And many times it's costly. See, when you lose your focus, sometimes you can end up going in a room and knowing what you're going in there for, and then by the time you get there, you forgot why you even were in the room. You know, how many of us ever go into a store for one thing? It was the important item. But when you got there, you saw a bunch of other things that took your focus. And by the time you got in the car, by the time you got back home, you found out that what you went for, the main thing you went for, that is what you forgot. It might have been funny for a moment, but it cost you time. It might not seem like it was significant, but it cost extra gas. And sometimes when your focus is not where it needs to be, many times your goals, your dreams, your momentum is usually and oftentimes used to get back on track. When we think of the word focus, we think of the word the center of attention, something that has your attention. It's literally a point of concentration. When you think about focus, it's the point by which the image or reflection of something grabs your attention. It's a fixed point. It's a focal point. When you have focus, that means that you've given something the proper sharpness that it needs when you focus in on it. Focus means that you are zoomed in. Focus means that that is where your attention and your efforts must go. Focus. And in this society, there is so much, oh my goodness, on the news, there is so much in life that tries to take our focus. There are so many things that the world is zigzagging around to be able to try to cause us to direct our focus. Matter of fact, the world tries to tell us. We got one part of the world telling us, oh, it's okay. Just go and start acting like life is right back to where it used to be. Don't pay attention to the fact that almost 580,000 people around the world have died from coronavirus, don't pay attention to the fact that in my state alone, in a two-day period, about 30,000 people were new positive tests for this COVID-19. Don't pay attention to the fact that possibly your children can be in jeopardy if they open back the school system, as well as the educators and the administrators and every coworker, as well as the bus driver and the crossing guard. Don't put your time on that. We got to get back to work. We got to get back to making America appear to be great to the rest of the world. Don't pay attention to 40 million Americans who are filing for unemployment or losing their jobs. Don't pay attention to 20 new retail companies that filed for bankruptcy, and hundreds of thousands of stores are closing this year. Don't pay attention to in one weekend, one city, 75 people were shot, many killed and lost their life. We just want you to act as if though everything is well. We just want you to begin to go out, and you got a choice to whether you want to act normal or not. But one thing that I do know, as we look at Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the glory that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, that's what we need to be focused on, that we have an intercessor, Jesus himself. We need to be focused on the fact that some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we are going to remember the name of the Lord. See, we got to get our eyes fixed on who can really help us. We got to get our eyes fixed, not on whether or not we're going to get another stimulus check, or not whether or not unemployment is going to be loose this week. We need to get our eyes fixed on the God that controls the universe. Because if you do not have the necessary meditation and concentration and focus, you will not have true peace. You can't have peace if you can't keep his mind and your mind stayed on him. The truth of the matter is, there are different types of peace. Obviously, there is. There's a different type of peace because he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Notice, that will keep him in perfect peace, mature peace, settled peace, confident peace, trusting peace. You got to be able to understand that there's different types of peace. There's different types of peace that we need to loom and zoom and connect to. There should be a yearning right now. But God, I have to hear your voice. I need to know what you are saying. I need to know what you are doing. I need to know what do you want from me in this season. I need to know what are you trying to do for me in this season. I need to know and understand that right now, that when we stand on his promises, when we stand on his word, we need to know that his peace surpasses all understanding and understand, I will stand on your word. I will stand on your promises. When I think of how he has kept us so far, when I think about how he has kept us thus far, we need to celebrate the fact that he has kept us. Even with broken focus, he has kept us. Even with broken times, some of us probably have had some fearful moments. Some of us probably have had some moments of anxiety and stress. And there are some people right now up under it right now. Oh, but God, tonight, we're asking you to give us the perfect peace. But there is a responsibility of you and me if we're going to have that perfect peace. We got to keep our mind stayed on him. We got to know what to fight and what to let God handle. The greatest thing we need to fight is not flesh and blood. We got to fight the fight of faith. We got to fight the fight of trust. We got to fight the fight of the belief system of what God is doing, and understanding that God is in total control of every situation. I want you to know, I know what happens in this situation, and understand that when we go through certain situations, I know that God is in total control, and we are going to make sure that we stand on his promises. We stand on his word. Now, one of the things I want you to understand is this. When you go according to the word of God in Psalm 141, that's what we need to do. We need to get to the point to where, you know, God, here's what we're going to do. We are going to not waver, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to get our eyes, and we're going to get our focus. And what we're going to do is, we're not going to be scattery. What we're going to do is, we're not going to be wavery. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure that our eyes are fixed. Mm-hmm. Our eyes are fixed on you. They're solid on you. Not the economy. Not CNN. Not Fox. Not MSNBC News. Not CBS, NBC, or ABC. Our eyes are fixed on you. Not the Wall Street Journal. Not Netflix. Our eyes are fixed on you. Our eyes are solid on you. Because the more we look at you, the smaller the mountain becomes. The more we look at you, we'll know that we'll look at the cross more than the cancer. We know that when we fix our eyes on you, that we'll look at the blood more than we will at COVID-19. When our eyes are fixed on you, we'll tell the devil, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. When we fix our eyes on you, when the enemy comes with his little imps, when the enemy comes with the words of generational curse and poverty and stress and the voices of suicide, when the enemy tries to tell us we're not going to make it, when the enemy tries to tell you you're going to die of this, you'll never get rid of that, you can begin to say that I have the peace of God, the peace, that mature peace. But I'm going to trust him when I can't trace him, that mature peace, because we're going to keep our mind. You know, When I woke up this morning, I was just thinking about the power of the mind, how if you allow the enemy to make you have a wavering mind, when the enemy can get into your thoughts and make you believe that you're not significant, make you believe that you're not valuable, make you believe that you're not special to God, make you believe that you're not fearfully and wonderfully made, not to make you feel arrogant, not to make you feel better, like you're better than other people. That's not why we should have the confidence of that perfect peace, but to understand that because I am of the nature and a child of the King, because I am in the royal family of God, I want you to know that my royalty is not based upon the possessions by which I possess. Royalty is based upon the DNA of who owns you. My God, that you are a child of the King, you're a child of promise, you're the sons and daughters of God. And understanding this, we got to fix our eyes. We got to fix our eyes. Get your focus back. Get your dreams back. Get your goals back. Focus on how you're going to build that spiritual momentum by which God has set for your life. Make it up in your mind that something amazing is about to happen for you, that something's amazing about to shift for you, because right now you need to make it up in your mind that my eyes are fixed. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, not worrying about who don't like me, not worrying about who don't believe in me, not worrying about who don't think that I'm going to make it. That's not the issue. My eyes are fixed. My eyes are fixed. And guess what? Not only are they fixed upon you, O God, but we know that our trust is in thee. And even when it looks like we're in the midst of a pandemic, we're in the midst of chaos, we're in the midst of looking like everything is trying to turn upside down, we're in the midst of them saying, my God, we don't even know where we're going to be at in 2021. We're in the midst of saying that I'm telling you something right now, they're saying now there's a shortage on food, there's a shortage on this, there's a shortage on that. But one thing that I know, but my God, but our God shall supply every one of our needs according to our riches, his riches and glory. We're going to eat. Our children are going to eat. Our children's children are going to eat. David said, I was young, but now I am old. I never seen the righteous, that's the key, forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We got to be righteous, which means to be in right standing with God, which means that you're seeking after God from the depths of your heart and from the bottom of your soul. You're making it up in your mind that you have decided that your eyes, my eyes, our eyes are fixed. They are so fixed. They're so fixed that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's what Isaiah says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against you. I urge you tonight. I challenge you tonight to get your focus back and get fixed. Get your eyes fixed. Because, see, what the enemy wants you to do, he wants you to look at a circumstance and want you to think you're losing because of what it looks like. But when you look at the circumstance through the eyes of God and fix your eyes on him, guess what will happen? He will see you through. I'm telling you right now, every day you get up, the enemy wants to give you something to break your focus. Every day you get up, there's something that the devil wants to do to take you and make you upset and to make you frustrated. Every day you live, the enemy got something. I'm telling you something right now. He'll use anybody that can make you lose your focus. It could be your children. It could be your boss. It could be your neighbor. It could be your spouse. It could be your significant other. It could be whoever is in your life. It could be your bank account. Let me tell you something right now. Sometimes you lose your focus. It's not always a person. You can just look at online banking and, Lord have mercy, then lost your focus, and understand that the enemy wants you to have broken focus. He doesn't want you to believe and trust God. But one thing about it, I feel it in my system. I feel it in my spirit that I know God is telling you and telling me, get your eyes fixed on me. I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your eyes stayed on me. And all of those little things, all of those little worry things, you having situations in your life and you're now dealing with broken focus. You just check the mail and now your focus is broken. You just looked at your bank account, and now your focus is broken. And the enemy wants you to believe that you're not going to make it, that God's not going to see you through. But I'm here to let you know already, he's proven to you and to me that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I want you to make it up in your mind that what do you see now? Do you see blessings or do you see cursings? Right now, how is your mind fixed? Your mind has to be fixed with your declaration. You got to look at what God says about you. Let me tell you something right now. Sometimes you can look at what people say about you, and the next thing you know, you're trying to prove yourself to people who don't even have a right. They have, guess what? They don't even have power over your destiny or your purpose. And you're around here now depressed because somebody said this or somebody thought that. And the person who said it don't even know where they're going. You got to make sure that you put your mind, you got to put your confidence, you got to put your faith, you got to put your meditation on what God said about you, what God has decreed about you. I was listening to something today, and I was thinking about the promises of God. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to make it good. Because guess what? Our eyes are fixed upon him. And that's what we got to do. Make it up in our mind that we will be in perfect peace. How? How are we going to be in perfect peace, Pastor? With all of this chaos going on, with all of this bondage going on, how are we going to be in perfect peace? Because we're going to keep our mind stayed on him. Because we're going to trust in thee. We're going to trust in him. We ain't trusting in Democrat. We ain't trusting in Republican. We ain't trusting in Tea Party, Coffee Party, or Liberal Party, or no one else. We going to trust in who owns it. The earth is the Lord. We going to trust in who promised it. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. I wanted to inspire somebody. I feel like there were some hearts that was getting in a lowly place. There was minds that fear was trying to take over you and looked like you was about to lose it. But I'm here to let you know, get your mind, get your focus, get your heart, get your eyes fixed on God so he can do what he promised you he's going to do. Broken focus ends up in broken dreams. Broken focus ends up in depression. Broken focus ends up in oppression. Broken focus will let the voices of suicide seem like it's talking louder. But right now, we're going to stay in that perfect peace, that mature state, because we're going to keep our eyes stayed on him, because that's who we trust in. Don't let nobody pull you out of your focus for God. Stay focused. There's a harvest at stake. I'm actually trying to stop talking about this. I was trying a couple of minutes ago, but the Lord keeps telling me, tell them there's something at stake. There are miracles waiting on them if they could just stay focused. That testimony that they never testified waiting on them if they could just stay focused. Let's win, people. Let's make God proud. Let's win and make God proud. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy, your kindness and your grace. We thank you for allowing us to live in the month of July. We thank you for letting us live in world history, but still have a praise. We thank you for allowing us to live in the middle of one of the most horrific pandemics, but we still on a prayer call on tonight. God, most of us had something to drink today. Most of us had something to eat today. Most of us got clothes on our back. So we thank you that in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it sounds like, you are still in control. I want you to heal those who are broken. Deliver those who are sick. Touch those who are in a state of being overwhelmed and who are about to faint. Breathe a second wind or a third wind or a fourth wind or a fifth wind. Breathe life into them right now. Let this word tonight cause them on this prayer call to get back in your face of knowing that you are in control. I am so thankful tonight that you are good and you are God and you are worthy to be praised. Let God arise and all thy enemies be scattered. God, there's so much gun violence, and God, the families of even the officers who were ambushed and gone, gunned down, God, that's wrong. The family that lost their child to gun violence and their children to gun violence, whether they were one or whether they were 8 or 12 or 14, so many of our children are being killed by gunfire, God. But right now, God, be a shield of protection. Those who lost loved ones today over the pandemic, those who found out the test was positive and now they're living in fear, bring healing. Those in recovery. But God, we need wisdom. We need understanding of how to function in a season of chaos. Save those that are lost, those that are broken, those that are destitute, those that are angry, those that seem to be overtaken by addictions, recurring cycles of a generational curse, those who fighting private demons that want to cause them to be put to death. I rebuke the spirit of tragedy and death. I come against every generational curse, and I speak victory. For he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Father, I pray for Sanctuary of Praise Ministries. I pray for kingdom-minded churches. I pray that you will continue to build us with strategies of how to reach the lost, how to win, and how to do ministry in this season. I pray for wisdom as the leader. I pray for innovativeness and creativity. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for revelation knowledge of your word. Father, we pray for our children, our youth, who don't have a whole lot of decisions to seem to make about their own safety. But God, let the right people make the right decisions for our children. And woe unto him, woe unto her, who is willing to risk the life of an innocent child because of their own desires. I pray this on all levels. Not just COVID, but period. I speak of blood covering over households and families. And I decree and I declare that what you promise, you're able to perform. I pray for homes. I pray for marriages and families, God, that prayer will come back into homes, that worship, they'll rebuild the altars and the altars. Altars of your word. I pray for an anointing of release. I pray for victory. And God, we ask you for miracles. Those who are struggling with bondage and poverty and stress and anxieties, I decree favorable resources from the north, south, east, and west. I command that there's an angelic covering. That you're good, that you're God, and that you're worthy to be praised. I thank you that new seasons are coming. I pray, God, for an overflow of favor that we've never seen before in our life, so that you get all the glory. We pray for revival. We pray for deliverance. We pray for peace. And thank you that we're going to stay focused on you. Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for victory that is already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm telling you something right now. If you want to have peace, if you want to hear the voice of God, here's what you need to do. You need to keep your eyes fixed on God and meditate on his word so he can keep you in perfect peace. So his eyes and your eyes will lock in agreement to where you remember what he promised.